This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, November 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. One-year farm bill extension on the table. Costa says Scott working hard. Reynolds backing DeSantis for president. Farm bill extension in play as Congress tries to agree on stopgap. Congress is on the clock once again. This time, a deadline for funding the federal government could have implications for farm programs. Congress needs to pass a new continuing resolution by November 17th to avert a government shutdown, and leaders of the Senate Ag Committee are working to include a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill in the CR. The ranking Democrat on the House Ag Committee, David Scott, on Friday endorsed a one-year extension. Earlier last week, Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson indicated to AgriPulse he was open to the idea as well. But it remains to be seen when House and Senate can reach agreement on a CR and what will be in it. House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana last week floated the idea of a laddered stopgap bill that would set varying expiration dates for different areas of government, triggering the threat of rolling shutdowns into the new year. Johnson told Fox News Sunday that he was up late Saturday night working on a new CR. We recognize that we may not get all the appropriations bills done by the deadline of November 17, but we're going to continue in good faith, Johnson said. Senior House Ag Dem, Scott, working hard. A senior Democrat of the House Ag, California Representative Jim Costa, says Scott of Georgia is working hard to keep the panel's minority members together as they negotiate with Republicans on a new farm bill. But Costa wouldn't answer directly when asked on this week's AgriPulse open mic interview whether he was pleased with Scott's leadership. I'm not going to make comments about my colleagues' performance. I think that's counterproductive toward trying to get people to work together and get the job done, Costa said. Thompson has been trying to get Democrats to agree to changes in the bill that would provide funding to address commodity program reference prices and other issues. Scott presented the ideas to fellow Democrat colleagues recently, but so far those proposals don't appear to have gone over well. DeSantis picks up Reynolds' endorsement. In what Ron DeSantis himself has called a huge get, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will endorse the Florida governor's campaign for president today. The Des Moines Register reported yesterday that Reynolds would endorse her fellow governor's flagging effort at a rally. A recent Register poll shows President Donald Trump leading among likely attendees of Iowa's Republican caucus with 43%. DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley are tied with 16%. The caucus is slated for January 15th. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. U.S. pork producers want trade benefit from Biden's America's Partnership for Economic Prosperity. Pork producers are expressing skepticism about the U.S.-led America's Partnership for Economic Prosperity and efforts to force a closer relationship with 11 Western Hemisphere nations. President Biden met with leaders Friday from nations including Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Panama, Peru, and Uruguay. The White House says it wants the APEP to, quote, catalyze investment in innovative climate financing solutions and, quote, develop a robust regional workforce in the digital technology sectors of the future, among other goals. The National Pork Producers Council says that while it supports the goal of the partnership, it has concerns that the administration may forego formal trade deals in the region. The Biden administration has consistently eschewed traditional tariff-reducing free trade agreements. Now take note, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, chairman of the Foreign Relations Subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere, sent a letter last month to the Biden administration officials asking if, quote, expanding trade and investment is a goal for the APEP and whether the framework, quote, would create a pathway to opening negotiations for foreign trade agreements with participating nations that currently lack one. Voters concerned about high food prices and rising hunger rates, according to a Feeding America poll. U.S. families continue to feel the strain of higher grocery bills, with 82% of likely voters saying they're concerned about high food costs right now. That according to a new poll of 1,200 voters from Feeding America, the organization that represents food banks. An even higher 87% are concerned that hunger is on the rise in America. The survey found that 70% of likely voters want the government to do more to address food insecurity, the group said. The survey was released in the wake of a recent food insecurity report from USDA showing that an estimated 44 million people in the U.S., including 13 million children, are food insecure. USDA shrinks beef board as cattle inventory declines. The Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board will have two fewer members as a result of the shrinking national beef herd and changes in import levels. A new USDA rule will trim the beef board's membership from 101 to 99. Idaho will gain one new representative on the board, while Montana, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin will each lose one. The rule takes effect December 6. Recent rains boost Mississippi River levels. Barge companies are increasing their loads amid a rise in Mississippi River water levels brought on by recent rains. River gauges near St. Louis show water levels at 3.8 feet on November 3rd, higher than the negative 3.47 feet the gauge was reading on September 17, that according to Soy Transportation Coalition Director Mike Steenhoek. Water levels at Memphis were minus 7.29 feet that day compared to their record low of minus 11.99 on October 17. Take note, despite being able to carry more grain than previous weeks, Steenhoek says barges are still seeing restrictions of between 15 and 25% on the size of their shipments. EPA finishes review of certification programs for pesticide applicators. EPA has approved 67 separate state and tribal plans to certify pesticide applicators of restricted-use pesticides. In a process delayed by the COVID pandemic, it's taken more than 6 years to implement a 2017 rule that includes more comprehensive training requirements and generally requires applicators to be at least 18 years old. In addition, recertification programs must ensure that applicators continue to maintain a level of competency necessary to use RUPs without causing unreasonable adverse effects, EPA says. Certifications are now valid for a maximum of only 5 years, whereas previously there has been no federal limit. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, November 6th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nowley.